This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Here's the thing, though. Like, there's only so many questions that you can ask, like, about a movie. Like, how'd you get... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You have to... And it's unfortunate. But that's why we start off by saying, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Wow, you went right in there. I'm scared of karaoke.
Right.
I think if I did have a go-to karaoke song, it would be... like, What a Man by Salt-N-Pepa.
That's an interesting one. Mark Forrester, the director, told me yesterday, he's German and has a thick accent, that his go-to karaoke song is Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, wow.
Which apparently...
In a German accent would be amazing.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
Eye of the Tiger.
Exactly. So apparently it's on YouTube, and I'm going to post it with the interview.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm very excited. What was the last video game you played?
Okay, I don't know if it classifies as a video game, but I have a terrible obsession with Angry Birds.
It's in my bag.
Absolutely. I've 3-starred every single level that ever came out in Angry Birds, ever, except for there's one in this moon thing that just came out. What's it called? The moon level? The moon festival level?
I haven't played that one yet, possibly.
Okay.
Now, do you use any of the cheats on YouTube?
No.
Or, oh, so you've done this all on your own?
I am legitimate. I'm a legitimate. The only thing I looked up was I couldn't find the last 2 watermelons in that Rio thing. The golden watermelon things.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was like, where are the watermelons? And so I had to go online and find out where they were.
Have you gotten the bird and gotten the feathers?
The one, the cockatoo thing?
Apparently, as I saw on my iPad, there's a feather. This is really off topic. There's like a feather, and if you pay the dollar for the bird... You then, you have to complete 100% with the bird to get the feather on each level.
Oh.
So there's a whole new way to play the game now.
Oh, right, right. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know if I've done that.
I don't think you have if you don't know what the feather is. I just learned this. You can now replay every single level with a new thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Things to do when you're not filming.
Oh, my gosh. Things to do when I'm going to get on my plane in an hour to go back to LA.
And there you go. I'll jump into the little bit of the generic here. I apologize. But how did you get involved in this one? Was this something that you went after, or did they come after you?
Well, my agent sent me the script, and I put down a little tape for it, which went to Gary McKentry, and he responded well to it, and he asked to meet me, and he came to visit me at Warner Brothers when I was shooting Chuck at the time, and we really got along, and then he asked me to meet Jason, and so I met Jason, and then I think he liked me some because I'm sitting here right now. I made the movie. It just kept getting better and better. You know, I was really chuffed to be working with Jason Statham to begin with, and then we found out that Clive Owen was signing on, and then when we got to Melbourne to actually shoot the thing, I remember walking into the production office and seeing... Bobby's face up on the wall and wondering what his photo was doing on the wall, and somebody said, well, he's in the movie now, and I was like, great, that's awesome.
I don't know what to ask you. This obviously has a fantastic cast. Was it sort of, but for you, I mean, it's Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
It's Robert effing De Niro. For you, was there like a moment, like when you first met him, that you're like, oh, wow, this is a whole nother level?
Yeah. Yeah, it was sort of, I mean, gosh, how many words can you use to describe the moment? It was exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. I asked to meet him the day before we worked together. His first day of shooting was the cafe scene that we did in the movie. So I knew I was going to spend a day one-on-one with him. And so I sort of wanted to get it over and done with the meeting portion of the whole thing beforehand. Which was really great. We had a chat, and he's so sweet. He's so low-key. Like, he immediately makes you feel comfortable and, you know, beautiful guy.
How early did you know you would be able to use your, not have to do an American accent?
It was straight off the bat when the script first came to me. I knew that I was doing an Australian accent. So it was always set. My stuff was always set in Australia. As far as I knew.
Talk a little bit, here's another sidebar question. A lot of actors like the Clint Eastwood method of 2 takes. Some actors like the David Fincher method of like 90 takes. Where, maybe if you work with Fincher, you can have a mind change?
If I work with Fincher, I would love to try that out one day. Absolutely. But look, I come from a background the last 4.5 years I have spent on a show that's just like one take, 2 takes if you're lucky, 3 takes if you're really lucky, moving on.
Right.
So it's, I've sort of learned to get it done in the first 2 takes, really. It's, And it's funny, I've worked on films actually in my hiatuses where I have, I mean, I think it's funny because film directors don't, it's a slower pace in a film, and I don't think most of them expect their actors to want to work fast.
Sure. But you do the TV mentality. My friends who are on shows explained to me, very long hours, you got to get a lot done, many mm-hmm. pages, you've got to get through it.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Of course, before I run out of time, of course, I have to ask you, final season of Chuck, you guys, I think my one question as a fan of the show, I watch, and you guys are signed for 13. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance, if the ratings are good on Fridays, that you guys can do more?
There's always a chance, yeah.
See, it's very weird, though, because are you sort of like, we're writing, you guys are aiming for 13, but then it might go to 19.
That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, it's so hard. Look, we have to stick with the notion that this is it. The 13th will be it. So I think that's what we're working with. If for some random reason they throw a spanner in the works and say, you know what, we need 9 more, then, we'll do what we've always done every season and just pick it up where we left off.
What's it like for you, though, this being the final season, them announcing it's the final season? When you first got to set for episode 1 this year, was there a different energy for you? Were you sort of like, could you sort of talk about knowing that this is the final year?
Yeah, it was, it's been bittersweet. The end of last season was a big hit moment for me. I remember saying bye to everybody, thinking that this could be the last, the end of season 4, that could be it, because we didn't know then whether we were getting season 5. And I remember walking all the way through the backlog back to my trailer, through the Warner Brothers studios, kind of taking it in as if it were it. And so I feel like we sort of have a bit of a bonus season right now where we're having a lot more fun as a cast, really. I mean, we had fun initially to begin with, but I think everyone's sort of letting loose and milking the moment, really. I think I can honestly say this has been the most fun this season with the cast,
Where are you in the shooting schedule? Are you on episode 4, 5-ish?
Good question. What are we shooting? We're episode 5. Zach's directing this one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'm pretty good at this whole guessing where people are in the shooting schedule.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, you were at Comic-Con this year. Zach was very emotional on stage.
That's what I wanted to talk about. That was a big... A big moment, I think. Yeah, we were very emotional at Comic-Con, knowing that we've had such loyal fans who have kept us on the air for all these years. It's sad to say bye to them. I mean, people are so emotional. I mean, I've had journalists today who are fans of the show who choke up, but when they ask me about it ending, it's unbelievable. We really have the best fans on the planet, I would say. So dedicated. It's nice to know because, it's ending. And, I mean, I think I can speak for most of the all the actors on the show when I say that, we have such loyal fans that I feel comfortable knowing that whatever I do next, I know that I have people watching out for me, seeing where I'm going to go next. And it's really comforting to know that.
Obviously, Chris and the guys in the writer's room they know where they're going, or at least I believe they know where they're going towards the end. On the first day of shooting, when you first came back, did you say to them, how does it really end?
I didn't actually. I haven't asked that question, funnily enough. I don't know. I have not asked that question. I don't know if I want to know.
I think when you get that last script, it's going to be a very... although, who knows? NBC could still go another 6 or 9 if the ratings are good. You know what I mean?
You never know, yeah.
Exactly. Before I run out of time, I do want to ask you, though, about Guilt Trip. I know you're in that.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, did you have scenes with Barbara and Seth?
Yeah, all my scenes were with Barbara and Seth. I play his ex-girlfriend that he's sort of kind of obsessing over a little bit, his high school sweetheart. So I didn't know they're changing the name to Guilt Trip, actually. It was my mother's curse originally.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the always accurate IMDb, it is now Guilt Trip.
Oh, as of today?
I checked when I was preparing for the,
good.
So it's now Guilt Trip.
Lovely. All right.
So talk a little bit about, real quick, you've obviously done a lot of stuff. For this particular project, did you all of a sudden have a lot more friends that wanted to visit you while filming? You have seen Barbara?
With
Miss Streisand?
I did, actually. It's funny how many Streisand fans came out of the woodworks. a lot of people in my life are like, oh, really a fan. And amazing, she really has touched a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm sure my mom wanted to be invited.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
Exactly. What are you thinking about, though? I could also ask you about Mass Effect 3, but what are you thinking about for, you know, the show's ending? You've made the transition into, you know, doing features, and I'm assuming once the show wraps, you know, the door will open. Do you see yourself signing on for another TV show, or do you want to explore, like, more films, or is it all about what's offered?
I'd love to explore film. Seeing as I've been predominantly on television, it'd be nice to change it up and focus on film a little bit. It does come down to character. You know, it does come down to, what am I playing? Have I done it before? Am I going to, can I be invested in this? And is it going to work for me? And so I think, you know, I mean, my favorite thing about being an actor is that I get to play so many different people in one lifetime. You sort of get to be all these different, you know, characters. And so I think it has to speak to me in some way. Whether it's television or film, the character on the page has to speak to me.
I understand. My last question, I know I got to wrap with you. How have, generic question about how Chuck's been, going back to Chuck for a second, how have these first two episodes for fans, what can they look forward to? What have you guys been doing? What can you tease?
We have,
besides amazing guest stars.
Yeah, we have amazing guest stars. Carrie Ann Moss is awesome. I'm just going to put that out there. We've been spending some time together on set. She's so cool. I really like her. Well, Morgan has the intersect. So the dynamic has changed a little bit. We sort of have to protect Morgan now, whereas initially we started off the whole show where I was protecting Chuck. And it's kind of like we have a kid now. We're married and Morgan's our man-child that we have to protect. It's nice. It's nice to know because, like, you know, there's a different dynamic. Everyone sort of now knows about the spy world. All the original Chuck cast members. This is, you know, Ellie and Captain Awesome, so... It's cool to be able to finally talk about it openly in scenes with the Chuck fam.
I think that, and I know I gotta go, but I think that's one of the strong suits about the show is that each year has progressed, you know, like naturally, like they're not trying to hold characters back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of change.
And I think there has been.
And I think that's one of the strengths of the show.
I mean, we got married, and so, yeah, that's quick.
Yeah.
for the TV show characters.
100%.
But I feel like we've moved so fast because we're always on the bubble, so the writers are like, quick, let's... although it doesn't seem like it's quick, but, you know, you're right, we're not holding anything back. We're sort of just going with the flow.
Yeah, totally. I gotta wrap with you. Thank you so much, and I do hope you guys get extended past 13.
Aw.
So there you go.
Thanks.
Hold on, can't stop.